joined by Donegal manager Maxi Curran. Maxi, disappointing in the end to lose out after breathtaking semi-final.
Yeah, look, it was a titanic battle there, all right. But look, you can't expect to beat teams like Cork defending the way we did and giving away the goals that we gave away. You know, I know it was an awful bad start, but we put ourselves in a real good position at half time, and we went a point up at the start of the second half, and you'd have taken the arm off somebody if they had offered that to you 5 minutes into the first half. So again, we were there, and we had a great opportunity to get to a National League final, but we just didn't defend well enough in the second half, and we'll have to sit down and watch the tape now and see where those goals came out of. But that's the overriding centre at the minute anyway. You know, you just don't win matches defending like that.
Yeah, you mentioned not getting through to a league final. It's the next step now, I suppose, is it's not long before the championship starts, so you've got to dust yourselves down now and get ready for that opening round clash in the championship.
Well, that's the thing. Look, there's positives surely of getting a chance now to prepare for the championship, but at the end of the day, every opportunity against a team like Cork or Dublin or Galway, you have to take it, and you have to take the learnings from it, and pit yourself against them and hopefully get over the line. And we didn't do that today. We let that one slip. There's no two ways about it, and we'll be it'll sting for a few days anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Look, thanks for talking to us. We wish you well in the championship. It's the end of the road for the league, but brighter days ahead for Donegal.
Well, hopefully.